We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This week we're joined by the executive director of the Rochester City Ballet, Nicole Ganschar. Welcome.
Hey, how are you, Corey?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time and coming in to speak with us. And of course, you have a very exciting event coming up here next Saturday. And it's at actually a very exciting venue, too. This is going to be really cool. So good luck's new event space, Jackrabbit Club.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be opening it up. It actually was used for one other event. Chuck, the owner of Good Luck, had his wedding there.
Okay, I think that's fair, I guess, right? He gets first dibs.
He does get first dibs, but they've been doing a lot of remodeling since then, and so we're really excited. It's a beautiful space.
So it's an extended part of the normal restaurant, then.
It's right next door.
Okay.
And everyone's going to be thinking, oh, is there, how do we park? We're going to have valet parking.
Oh,
so that's
fancy.
Really important.
Well, this is a masquerade after all. It's a little
it
fancy,
is.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Women aren't going to walk in their fabulous shoes and great dresses. So.
Sure. All right. So talk a little bit about this. How many of these have you thrown?
I think this is the fourth one recently, but we used to have it. We had it at the MAG one year, and it was an event, went away for a couple of years. We brought it back 4 years ago, and it's our younger members of the board of directors. We actually have 6 members under the age of 35 on
really?
Our board, which we're really proud of. And they get together and throw this event to raise money for our education programs.
So I'd certainly want to get into that here in just a second. But again, just to let everyone know, if they want to be part of this, it's a $65 contribution.
$65 contribution, but there you can actually get it for less. If you get a group of your 10 friends together,
okay.
It's only $50 a person. So, and that's just a really easy, you don't need a code or anything. Just go in and buy a group of 10 ticket, and it's only $500. And then for any stragglers or procrastinators,
you know, there's going to be some. There always are.
There always are. It's $75 at the door. And we're really lucky. Almost every penny of that contribution goes to the ballet.
That's
because
amazing.
Constellation Brands donates all the wine and beer for the event, which is fabulous.
You guys are all hooked up.
Yeah, and Good Luck is being very, very generous to us as well, which is great. So I think we're paying for the valet and some fabulous snacks from the Good Luck chefs.
That's amazing. Plus, of course, there's going to be a DJ there. So I can only imagine what the dance floor is like at an event like this.
Especially with the professional dancers
right, yeah.
there. So, and this year, for the first time, the dancers are actually going to be performing 3 times during the evening.
Oh, that's awesome.
So not only do you have a chance to dance with the dancers, but you'll get to see them do their stuff.
That's so, so cool. I would be a little intimidated. Can I do my dice move? Does that still
you
that
can
still
do,
fits?
Yeah, that still fits.
Again, the masquerade happening next Saturday at Good Luck's new event space, the Jackrabbit yep. Club, right next to Good Luck. Again, benefiting the Rochester City Ballet.
Yeah.
And now let's talk
And we
about
want to
lunch.
Mention DJ Dags is
yeah.
going to be our DJ at the event.
Perfect.
So, yeah, last year we had Bob Greco, and this year we have a DJ again.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like a really fun time. And again, for an amazing cause, let's get into that of what this money is exactly going to do.
Yeah. We do a lot of things that I think people in Rochester don't realize. The city school district brings every single fourth grader to see a show, and they pay 87 cents a ticket.
That's okay. Do you guys go into a time machine first and then
to do 87
yeah,
cents a
right?
ticket? No, that's what the school system can afford, wow. and we're happy to do it for them. But obviously, it takes a little bit more money than 87 cents a ticket
sure.
to do a ballet for 2,200 kids.
Wow.
So we use money from events like this and our annual fund donors to help pay for the event. Another event that we do that we need money for is twice a year, we hold a sensory-friendly performance.
Okay, what does that mean?
That's for, originally it was just for families who had children or adult members on the autism spectrum, because when they go to the ballet, I used to work for another ballet company, and every time we did the Nutcracker, there'd be some kid crying in the lobby,
yeah.
which you hate to see, but what would happen is that the cannon would go off and the lights would flash, and someone who's on the spectrum, they just really, it's
too
not
much.
A comfortable situation
yeah.
for them. So what we do with the Sensory Friendly Ballet is we keep the lights on halfway. We let people get up and walk around. and children with more severe autism who maybe need to be watching an iPad to just help calibrate themselves.
Sure.
While they're experiencing something like the ballet, can bring it in. They can bring in snacks if they need to.
That's awesome.
And then we have a quiet room for people who need it. So we do that for free in the spring. This year, it's going to be Sleeping Beauty. And then this year, we added a sensory-friendly nutcracker so we could get rid of that cannon.
Sure.
And the flashing lights. So that, and it was so great. This year was the first year doing the Nutcracker, and there were kids dancing in the aisles, and one mom came up to me and handed me a $20 bill, and she said, I didn't know if my daughter would like this, but here you go.
There you go. I mean, that speaks volumes.
She wanted
there.
To help. And, I mean, that really means a lot, mm-hmm. and there's always parents who come up and say, it's so exciting to see and heartwarming to see that there are other families, that we're not the only one. But what we found out doing this is it's not just children on the autism spectrum who benefit from this performance. We work with a lot of groups in town. Flower City Downs Network has really been helping us, and some of their families like to come to the event. And also CP Rochester, because kids with cerebral palsy they can't sit for very long. They
sure.
can get stiff, so they get like the fact that they can get up and walk around and they're not disturbing anybody.
That's an awesome idea. I mean, how did that become generated? How did that even become a thing? Because it's something you might notice, like, maybe we should do this, but it's one thing to kind of throw the idea out there, and there's obviously another.
Of course, everything comes from Disney.
okay, I gotcha, sure.
They worked with anybody who's ever bought tickets in New York City at that discount line, TKTS. That's run by an organization called the Theater Development Fund. And they started it, I think Lion King was the very first time they did it.
Really?
And so a ballet company I worked for previously, we sent some people to look when they were doing Spider-Man the Musical, a sensory-friendly performance, and we decided we wanted to bring it back. So then when I moved here to Rochester, I was like, that was the first program I wanted to institute.
That's awesome.
And it's really grown. Like the first year we had like 230 people, and I remember calling the head of the Al Siegel Center and saying, I don't know, I'm giving tickets away, you know, it's only 200 people coming. He said, don't worry. Last year, it sold out in 2 weeks with no advertising.
Wow. That's
so there's really
crazy.
The need there for families.
Sure. Well, think of how many events like that cater to families that you know, have kids that are experiencing that.
Yeah, so it's nice. And it's really helpful for even families like with children with Tourette's. You know, they might be worried if they bring their child who's going to vocalize a lot, that he's sure. going to disturb other people. But we like to call these shows the performance where no one says shush.
Sure.
Because people just come and they enjoy it. And if your kid's wandering in the aisle the entire time, no problem. If they're vocalizing because they're happy, no problem.
Just because everyone's in the same boat.
Yep.
That really is beautiful. That's incredible that you guys even thought of that. So that was your big initiative that you wanted to bring in when you came to Rochester.
Definitely. And I think that it also, you know, if someone's trying to decide to come to Masquerade or come to another ballet event and they're like, wow, $65. I think knowing that you're making kids happy makes it a little easier to spend the money.
Sure. Well, that's the beauty of it, right? Is especially with events like these, when you know what I'm spending to be here is going towards this exact thing. It's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, and I think I like to tell people that we're in the joy business.
You know, sure.
Lots of people, when they raise money, you know, they're raising money to save sick children or, you know, help other patients. And that's so important. But once we're done curing a disease or helping someone get better or adapt to a new situation, what's next? And that's, I think, really where the ballet comes in. We're in the joy business. We make people happy. And if you have someone who's going through a tough time, either because they're a kid dealing with homelessness in the school system mm-hmm. or they're food insecure, giving them 2 hours in the dark with a happy story where they can just dream again and not be worrying.
It's an escape, right?
Be inspired.
And I think I was going to bring that up too. I can only imagine that inspiration is also a big factor because, you know, if you see one of these performances live and you're little, that's not suddenly guess who wants to do ballet.
Who wants to do ballet, but who then realizes that if I work hard, I can do this project that I want to do. That I am, one of the great things about teaching ballet, if we're going to talk about that, is that it teaches young children I can be in control of my body and how I react to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really important lesson because it's not, yes, I'm looking for the next generation of ballerinas, But I'm also looking for audience members. I'm looking for people who are empathetic. And there's actually a lot of research that shows that children who attend theatrical field trips and see a live performance, their empathy increases.
Really? That's fascinating.
It was done out of the University of Arkansas. And I think that's a really important message to get across to people in Rochester. I also think that it's just important to share an event with other people, especially in a society now where, you know, so many of us are on our phones.
Right, sure.
You know, you even go out to dinner and you see a bunch of friends and we're all on our phones still. Mm-hmm. To sit in that darkened theater for 2 hours and share something and have everybody clap at the same time or go at the same time and share that, it helps build community.
I was going to ask how the younger generations are embracing kind of ballet in general. I mean, I thought it was interesting that you pointed out that even on your own board, you've got a lot of members that are under the age of 35.
Which is great. And I think that that's actually happening in ballet around the country. I was just meeting with our advertising consultant this morning, and we were looking on Facebook to see who interacts with our ads. Mm-hmm. And I know people are leaving Facebook, especially people under 30, but the second highest group is women aged 25 to 34.
Really?
And if you go to our shows and you look around who's at our shows, you do see a lot of the younger millennials at our shows. And I think that there's a little bit of a drop off, like 35 to 45, because you're so busy taking kids to soccer practice.
Sure, not
and
a ton
hockey
of free time.
And everything, hopefully ballet lessons.
Yes.
That you don't have as much time, but before couples or just a group of friends who are out for the evening, it's a great activity. So we actually have seen a tremendous audience growth in the 25 to 35 age range.
That's really interesting. Again, it does. It separates itself. There's nothing like a performance like that, right? Yeah.
And who doesn't want to see great athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, if you would like to help out and have a great time, speaking of great things, the Masquerade is happening next Saturday at Good Luck's new event space, the Jackrabbit Room. And if you want to get tickets, where can people go for information on that?
So that's rochestercityballet.org/events. And just click on the picture of the people wearing masks. And we will have masks for sale.
Okay.
Anybody who's worried about what they're going to wear, you can get your mask at the door.
Got it. Now, again, that's another great event coming up next Saturday, but you have more things on the way, something happening at Nazareth College Arts Center.
Dangerous Liaisons. So depending on your age, you either know that story because of the movie Dangerous Liaisons or Valmont that starred John Malkovich. You also might remember the movie Cruel Intentions with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Classic.
That's the same story.
Really?
So
okay.
It's a bunch of couples and revenge and betrayal and lust and seduction. I think some people might be interested in watching. Yeah,
probably.
That on stage.
I mean, that's an attention grabber, isn't it?
Yeah. And for people who like to know about the music, it's Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which people who like classical music, they'll recognize that title right away. But even if you've not listened to classical music, if you heard like 5 seconds of it, you'd be like, I've heard that before. It's been in so many commercials. And
do you want to say, isn't part of it the voicemail ringback or the ringback tone for people?
I think it is.
Yeah.
So people will recognize that. And so and the costumes are just gorgeous. If you go on our website, you can see, or on Facebook, you can see some of the costumes because it's set in the French royal court in the 18th century.
Now, how long does it take to get ready for a performance like this?
Well, you'll start talking about it a year out. And, you know, we bought the sets and costumes from the Washington Ballet. So we've been talking to them for a while. And then last Friday, someone flew down and drove a U-Haul up with all the equipment.
Oh, fun.
So shout out to Jessamyn. Thank you for doing that. But conversations have been going on for a while, but the dancers started learning it at the end of January.
Gotcha. Okay. So, it actually hasn't been a super long time.
Not a super long time. And that's what they're doing right now. That's why I'm talking to you instead of one of the dancers. They're all in rehearsal right now. A lot of people don't realize that our company is professionals. They range in age from 21 till their mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their full-time job. This is what they do for a living. I mean, they have other jobs on the sides, too, because
sure.
It's doesn't pay as much as some.
Still art, right?
but it is professionals. It's not people in high school. It's people who this is what they do as their craft. They love telling stories on stage with their bodies.
It's incredible. So again, if you want to find out more information on that, again, for more information for the masquerade, where to get tickets for that, where do they go?
Same thing, rochestercityballet.org.
Nicole, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.